The series The Leopard on Netflix left me wondering about which Baroque composers came from Sicily, besides the most obvious Alessandro Scarlatti. I discovered a particularly colourful figure, one Barone Emanuele d'Astorga. He was born in 1680 in Augusta in Sicily to a noble family, but after the earthquake of 1693, the family moved to Palermo. Then, figuratively, another earthquake struck. His father attempted to shoot both his mother and sister and was banished from Palermo, forfeiting his noble title to his son. Astorga had a major family quarrel in his early 20s and set off to Rome. There he joined the cultural circle that surrounded Spain's papal ambassador, meeting Sebastiano Biancardi, who became Astorga's principal librettist. The two men set off on a trip to Genoa together, but were robbed by their servant. Needing money, they together wrote and staged an opera, Daphne, in 1709. When this was performed, Charles III, the Habsburg claimant to the Spanish throne, was in the audience. He summoned Astorga to his court in Barcelona, and later, when Charles became emperor, Astorga moved with the court to Vienna. Despite being very well paid, he ran up large debts and had to leave Austria. When he was about 40, he married a 15-year-old girl and moved back to Sicily. He had three children, but then he deserted his family and moved to Lisbon, never to return home. Little else is known about his life after that. His last manuscript was dated 1731, and in 1744 his wife and sister had to sell the family estates in Sicily as they were heavily in debt. Though Astorga is hardly heard of today, a veritable cult grew up around him in the 19th century. Dramas and novellas were written about him, embroidering upon his adventurous life and adding a fictitious, gruesome death of his father at the scaffold. There was even an opera written about him in 1866, in which the composer becomes deranged and is only brought back to sanity when his wife played a few bars of his Stabat Mater to him. In his day, Astorgas was known for his chamber cantatas, of which 150 survive. To end, here's the opening aria from his cantata Non è sol la lontananza. The soprano complains that not only distance torments her soul, but also jealousy. This is expressed surprisingly jovially in a major key, with the addition of a flute to the ensemble. Sutkin Elbers is accompanied here by members of Les Abeliante.
Dormi.
That was Emmanuel Dascorga's Non è sol la lontananza, performed by Sutkin Elbers and Liz Abba Liante. FMR.